Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready? It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys during the 3 p.m. Eastern hour. We're kicking it over the next 60 minutes, talking all things sports betting. And you can find us across the usual platforms, BetMGM Network, Odyssey app, YouTube, at BetMGM Network, Twitch, at BetMGM Network, Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV+. You know the usual destinations where you can find this fine program. And as always, if you're listening to us, you can do it at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And make sure to hit me up on social media, at Femi Abebefe on Twitter, Femi underscore Abebefe on Instagram, as we will be talking all things bets coming up over these next 60 minutes. We got the crew hanging with us here on this Friday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Kassan, Bill Zimmerman, Jason Murphy filling in for Mike Brown, Addy Bates kicking it with us, Nick Kostos. He'll take it away at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Thursday night football game that saw the Patriots cruise past the New York Jets. Never a doubt for those of us who laid the 11.5 with the New England Patriots. An absolutely interesting Thursday night football game, I shall say. But we have a couple of guests that will be joining us later on during the program, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern time. College football betting analyst of the Action Network, Colin Wilson, will join us. Colin does an awesome job with the Big Bets on Campus podcast, and will give us his best bets for week 12 in college football, headlined by Texas, Georgia, and College game day in Pittsburgh for Notre Dame Pitt. Cannot wait to see that game tomorrow afternoon on Saturday. And then at 5:20 Eastern time, Ryan Horvath, co-host of BetMGM Tonight, will check in to talk all things college football as well. So we will be wall-to-wall with football coverage all throughout these 4 hours. But let's go ahead and waste no more time and get right into what we saw last night with Thursday Night Football. Patriots beating the Jets 27-13. And it just felt like, honestly, kind of felt like the big brother beating up the little brother, just kind of like holding his head away from him. The little brother's like trying to swing or whatever like that, but can't really quite make contact. That's what last night's game felt like. The New England Patriots were never going to lose, and they were always going to win by multiple possessions. And it just so happened they won by 14. For so those of you who laid it, you won the money. We won some money, and it was great to see the bankroll get boosted on a Thursday night. But let's talk about the takeaways from last night's game. Because me, my biggest takeaway, and this is a takeaway that I've had all season long, and heck, this is going back to the offseason. Mike Vrabel, as head coach, he is the floor raiser and ceiling raiser for the New England Patriots. I said it when they hired him back in January. This was a home run hire. And through 11 games, we're seeing it play out, as New England is sitting at 9-2 with the best record in the NFL. And not only are the Patriots like this just buttoned up operation of, hey, they're not going to beat themselves, but they also have the upside as well. Like, you can see the explosiveness on offense. You can see how well coached they are on defense. This team has it. And just to think, a couple of years ago, the Tennessee Titans, who, that's a team that doesn't have it, decided, you know what? We're sick of Mike Vrabel. We don't want Mike Vrabel to be our head coach. In fact, Mike Vrabel, you're fired. That's what the Tennessee Titans decided to do a couple of years ago. And Vrabel was a consultant for the Cleveland Browns and took like a gap year to kind of find himself a little bit and then say, all right, now's my time to re-enter. And the Patriots were smart enough to go ahead and hire him, as opposed to that idiotic organization run by the Tennessee Titans where they say, see you later, Mike Vrabel. These are the Tennessee Titans who had Mike Vrabel lead them to 4 winning seasons in 6 years in Nashville. The same Vrabel who took them to the AFC title game in 2019. The same Vrabel who led them to the 1 seed in 2021. And if not for Ryan Tannehill soiling himself in that divisional game against the Bengals, they probably go back to the AFC title game that season as well and host the Kansas City Chiefs in 2021. The bottom line is that Mike Vrabel is awesome. And you can tell, I mean, we all saw the video in the locker room after the game. Amazon Prime did a great job with their post-game show. You can tell that everyone in that locker room respects the hell out of Mike Vrabel as the head coach. The way Drake May was talking about Mike Vrabel during the post-game show, and I get it. Like, Vrabel's right next to him. You know, you're not going to badmouth your head coach when he's sitting right next to you in the postgame show. But also, he's not going to be sitting there unless he's doing the right things, unless he's pressing the right buttons. And May was speaking glowingly about Mike Vrabel. Like, these guys love to play for Vrabel, and that's a big-time factor. It's a night-and-day difference as to what happened last year with Gerard Mayo as the head coach and a team that just looked totally unprepared. And honestly, it's a night and day difference from the last couple of years with Bill Belichick as the head coach of the New England Patriots. In fact, in the 38 games prior to Mike Vrabel arriving in Foxborough, the Patriots had 9 wins. They already have 9 wins in just 11 games. Like, that is how much of a difference Vrabel has made for this team. He is one of those thermostat leaders. And what do we mean by that? A thermostat leader, someone who walks into a room, immediately changes the temperature. Not literally, but figuratively. Like, you feel him, the difference in the room when he walks in. And Vrabel gives those guys, a young team, that kind of confidence. That is what Vrabel has been doing. And that stuff matters. And it's proven time and time again that Vrabel is one of those guys as a head coach. One of the best coaches in the NFL. I mean, I always bring this up when talking about Mike Vrabel because it's so damn impressive. This dude, on a Sunday night a few years ago with the Tennessee Titans, went to Arrowhead to face Mahomes and Reed and Spagnuolo and Chris Jones, etc., with Malik Willis as his quarterback, and he took that game to overtime. That's how great of a coach Mike Vrabel is. And right now, through 11 games, as we head into the weekend for week 11, Mike Vrabel is your clubhouse leader for coach of the year. This is a team that won 4 games last year. They've already won 9 games. But to go along with the rock star head coach in Mike Vrabel is, of course, a rock star young quarterback in Drake May. Yeah, man, this is what it's supposed to look like. Like, look no further, but Drake May is your MVP front runner heading into the weekend. May is so damn good. And you look at the nerdy numbers, which, like, you know, these factor into who wins MVP. He's 4th in QBR. He's 3rd in EPA per play. The Patriots have won 8 straight games, best record in the league. The eye test, you just watch the games, you watch Drake May back there, arm strength, he's got it. Accuracy, he's got it. Processing ability, leadership, athleticism, he checks all the boxes. And also, he comes from an athletic family, so he's got the pedigree box as well. Like, this guy has everything. And right now, there might be guys who maybe are playing a little bit better. Maybe you could argue Sam Darnold or Matthew Stafford or whoever you want to argue. But does anyone look like they're in more control than Drake May right now? I don't think so. And I watch a lot of football, just like you at home watching and listening. You watch a lot of football as well. Does anyone look like they're in more control? Even when he's under duress, Drake May looks like he's in control. And I know what all the haters will say, like, hey, well, Femi, you know, he's going up against the New York Jets. Anyone could do that against the New York Jets. And to that, I'd say, yeah, you're right. Anyone could. Hell, I might be able to move the ball against the New York Jets defense. But here's the difference, is that Drake May's been doing it all season long. Drake May is not the reason why they lost to the New England Patriots. He's not the reason why they lost to the Steelers or lost to the Raiders. Like, it's not because of Drake May. Drake May's been doing this all season long. He's been that guy. And you want to talk about MVP? He's the favorite right now over at BetMGM. Everyone on the broadcast is bringing it up. The fans are chanting MVP, MVP. The way he's playing, if he continues to play this way, he's going to be your MVP at the end of the season. You can go ahead and put that one in pen. Drake May is awesome. And on top of Drake May, you want to add to more of the youthful exuberance of this New England Patriots offense. How about the night of Travion Henderson last night? I mean, Travion Henderson, who had been just like stowed away like luggage, and we didn't know or hear from him. He was even collecting dust over the first half of the season, but last Sunday against the Bucks has the breakout performance and follows it up in prime time with three touchdowns against the New York Jets, two of them on the ground, one of them through the air. And we're starting to see his offensive rookie of the year price cut in half. This thing got slammed last night, going from 50-1 to now 10-1. I would tell everyone, hey, you know, Travion Henderson's amazing, and he adds to the explosion of this offense, and it's great. But like, let's just pump the brakes a little bit on the offensive rookie of the year. I think it's still Emeka Abuka and Tyler Warren till the end. Those guys have banked some better performances than Travion Henderson. And I think people just recognize that they're the two best rookies. They're first round picks. They have the pedigree. And also too, like, let's see what happens when Ramondre Stevenson enters the fold and he gets healthy. They now have this mini bye week before they take on the Cincinnati Bengals. Vrabel apparently has an affinity for Ramondre Stevenson. I'm guessing Henderson's going to be the RB1, but maybe it's a 50-50 running back by committee situation. And it's not going to just be Henderson the whole way like it was last night. So just kind of pump the brakes a little bit on Henderson winning Offensive Rookie of the Year. But to go back to the Patriots, the combination of Vrabel and May, I mean, it's got Patriots fans reminiscing of the good old days, right? Like the good old days of Belichick and Brady. Look at this head coach quarterback combination, which, by the way, and this is an aside, but how unfair is this, to be honest? Like, this seems insane. On this show crew, we root for some very unserious football teams. I mean, I'm a Cowboys fan. You can see the Cowboys helmet behind me. I'm a Cowboys fan. Nick's a Giants fan. We got Bears fans, Saints fans, Jets fans. Tyler's the only one that roots for a serious organization, the Philadelphia Eagles. But like, we root for some of the most unserious teams in the NFL. And after a 20-year dynasty that New England Patriot fans and Boston sports fans got to enjoy that ended with six Super Bowl champions, they had to endure 5 long years of bad quarterback play and a head coach that was on the way out, an elder statesman, like 5 long years before now arriving back into the penthouse with another big time head coach and quarterback combination. I mean, these Boston sports fans, who's got it better than them? That's what Jim Harbaugh should be asking those people. Like, who's got it better than Boston sports fans? Nobody. I better not hear a damn word from a Boston sports fan ever with how good they have it with this football team. 6 Super Bowls over 20 years, 5 years of just kind of kicking around, and all of a sudden, here you are back with the best record in the NFL. The whole thing is ridiculous. But let's get back to present day, though, with this team. Are this year's New England Patriots going to the Super Bowl? I don't think so. But I will say this caveat. I actually think it's too early to tell. Like, what has, though, become crystal clear to me is that the AFC is rolling through Foxborough in January. And when you look at the upcoming schedule for the Patriots, at the Bengals next week, home against the Giants, bye week, home against the Bills in the rematch, at the Ravens, at the Jets, home against the Dolphins, they already have the best record in the league, and now they have the easiest remaining schedule in the league. I mean, I see at least 4 easy games. Bengals, Giants, Jets, Dolphins. Those should be 4 more wins. That gets them to 13. Let's just say they split the Buffalo-Baltimore stretch. We're talking about a 14-3 New England Patriots team. That will be good enough for the number one seed. And BetMGM, the sportsbook that makes it legendary, they agree. because the New England Patriots are plus 200 favorites to be the one seed this upcoming playoffs. Like, this thing is taking off for the New England Patriots. And last night was just for a chance for a national audience to see how far they've come in just a short amount of time with Mike Vrabel as their head coach. Unfortunately, that's not the case for Gangrene, the New York Jets. On the other side, the Jets are just an absolute abomination. They're 2-8, and my biggest takeaway from last night's game is that head coach Aaron Glenn needs to bench his quarterback, Justin Fields. It's over. It's done. 3-4 years ago, I was a Fields guy. I loved him coming out of Ohio State. Athleticism, arm strength. I thought he had it all, the total package. But we just must face the facts. And I think Bears fans have faced the facts since they've moved on to a new QB with Caleb Williams, but they can kind of look back and say, all right, we were into that guy. What were we thinking? But collectively, we all need to face the facts that it's over for Justin Fields. And last night, I was doing BetMGM Tonight with Brad Evans, which you, of course, can check out Monday through Friday, 7 to 11 Eastern here on the network. And as we were wrapping up the show, it was halftime. We're kind of looking at the live numbers saying, hey, what do you want to do? New England's laying 6.5 in the first half, or in the second half, rather. The total's at 20.5. Hey, let's look at some props. And then Brad brings up, what do you think Justin Fields' passing yards prop is right now? And I'm thinking to myself, well, I mean, it was so low heading into the game. He only has 23 yards at halftime. I don't even think it's 100. And I was correct. His halftime passing yards prop was sitting at 98.5. This is a supposed NFL quarterback. To me, you're down by 7 at halftime and your quarterback's passing yards prop is 98.5. What more evidence do you need to know that you're not playing the right quarterback? And this isn't to say that Tyrod Taylor is some answer and he's going to turn things around and the Jets are going to start winning games. No, Tyrod stinks too, but at least Tyrod can complete the forward pass. The problem with Tyrod is he can't stay healthy, which is, I'm sure, why the New York Jets keep playing Fields. But you cannot continue down this Justin Fields path. Otherwise, maybe that seat might get pretty warm for first-year head coach Aaron Glenn out there in Florham Park. We're just getting started here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, we'll tackle all the biggest storylines from throughout the world of sports next here on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi and Bepfe hanging with you guys here on this Friday. Coming up in 40 minutes, Nick Kostos will take the baton and give his thoughts on the Jets-Patriots game last night. New England winning it 27-13 as the Patriots improved to a league best 9-2. I was very bullish on Mike Vrabel. I didn't even expect them to be this good. Like 9-2? No, like I thought they might go 10-7. Not potentially go 13-4, 14-3, but it appears that's where we're headed with this New England Patriots 2025 season. 20 minutes from now, though, I will give out my betting card for the football weekend, NFL, college football, all the bets I like, and the NFL bets that I'm monitoring, the ones that I'm hovering over the pending wagers button, the bets that I like coming up in the NFL and college football, that's coming up in the next segment. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern time, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, how we doing here on this Friday? And what were your thoughts on the game that we saw last night? Not the most entertaining, but hey, another chance to shine for the New England Patriots.
Yeah, look, it was not a pretty game. It was the expected outcome. I don't think any of us really looked at this game and really thought the Jets can be competitive in this one. And to me, Femi, that's the takeaway. And maybe it's my Bears bias here. The Patriots are who I thought they've been. They played like the team. They didn't even play that good of a football game for them. The Jets, to me, I'm just looking at this thing. It's a broken offense. It's not a 2025 offense. It's not even a 1995 offense. This is like an offense from 1947. They cannot complete the forward pass. It's a little ridiculous at this point. It's harsh to say these things about Justin Fields. He doesn't have a ton of talent around him. But that's the thing when you look at Fields, Femi. It's not just that he's not a fit for this offense. He's not a fit for any offense. So I don't know how he fits in anywhere as a QB2 next year.
Yeah, it's the writing's on the wall. We all can see it. And we can also all see that we should have probably coordinated on the colors that we have going on here. Like different shades of maroon happening. It looks ridiculous, to be quite honest. But hey, you know what? Maroon 2, the new band.
I got a t-shirt, you got a hoodie. We're all right.
Exactly, yeah. I can throw the hood up. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? I'm only on until 4 o'clock Eastern, so I'm just chill. We're going to roll with it here on this Friday. Hey, but let's go ahead and get to the top stories that we have on this Friday. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know this afternoon?
Less split screens, more solos, Jason Murphy. All right, let's jump in with some NFL here.
It looks absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, Femi, we got a lot of marquee games coming up this Sunday. One of them is the Seattle Seahawks in California taking on the LA Rams. Rams currently a 3-point favorite over at BetMGM. Total points currently 48.5. Femi, this should be an awesome one. How do you see it?
Yeah, this is a hell of a game. I can't wait to watch this game. Like, this is one of those anticipated games that we have in the NFL calendar, being like, we're all like kind of taking in the afternoon slate last Sunday, thinking about this game, being like, man, like the afternoon slate kind of sucks. Every game's a blowout. But look what we have next week. Seahawks at the Rams, and it is here this Sunday. And this, to me, is the beginning of what will ultimately decide the NFC West. I'm going to put the 49ers off to the side. I don't think they're going to get it done, although they do get Brock Purdy back and Ricky Pearsall back this weekend. But we're going to put them off to the side. I think the division is going to come down to these two teams who are sitting currently at 7-2. And they're awesome, and they are very high up there in the NFC hierarchy. But I'm not going with the theory that these are the two best teams in the conference, because that's the framing of this game, is that, oh, like Seahawks, Rams, two best teams in the NFC, perhaps two best teams in the NFL. Nah, I don't think that's the case. And I love the Ramley. You guys know how I feel about the Ramley. I've also admitted I was dead ass wrong about the Seattle Seahawks this year. I thought 7.5 win total under was the play. Clearly, I was an idiot, as they're about to go over that either this week or next week, or rather shortly here. But like, these teams do have some of their flaws. Like, I mean, like the Los Angeles Rams, the secondary, you can still pick on them as long as you can block that front four. Seattle, I still have major questions about Sam Darnold. And I think the betting market has major questions about Sam Darnold, because that's why this point spread might actually close 3.5. Like, I'm looking at it right now at BetMGM. You see the Seahawks are a 3-point dog, but the Rams, it's 3-115. I see 3-120 in other places. I see even a couple of 3.5s that are out there currently in the market, and we haven't even made it to the weekend. I think a lot of people who are thinking about this game and are not like really in the weeds with the numbers, it's pretty easy to kind of come to a conclusion of, hey, the Rams are probably going to win this game because the Rams have the better quarterback, even though Sam Darnold has been outstanding this season. I tend to agree with that thought process. I think the Rams are going to win, but it feels like a field goal game to me, like 27-24, 26-23, or maybe even 24-21 for those of you who like the under. Like, it feels like a field goal game. And if that's the case, from a betting standpoint, which is like a totally different way to think about it as opposed to like who's just going to win the game, at 3.5, isn't that a bet on Seattle? Like, I think I'm going to bet the Seahawks. I didn't think I would get here at this point when we started the week, because I thought, hey, we're going to hang out at 2.5 or 3, and I'll probably end up betting the Rams. But now that we're getting out to 3.5, Seattle still does have an awesome defense. And offensively, they've been really explosive with the passing game. JSN's been the best wide receiver, maybe the best offensive player in the league, not named Jonathan Taylor. So 3.5 is a bet on Seattle. This will be a great litmus test for both of these teams, because they're coming off games where they were clearly the superior team in the contest. But yeah, I can't wait to watch it. I think it's a close game. So if it's close, I'll take those 3.5 points with the Seahawks. Bill, hit me with the next story.
I mean, we got a banger on Sunday Night Football. It is the Detroit Lions against the Philadelphia Eagles. And this one, Eagles, a 2.5 point favorite. 46.5 is your total over at BetMGM. Now, big news in this one, Sam Laporta, Lions tight end, has not practiced all week with a back injury. Now, no determination yet from the Lions in terms of his status, but Femi, it certainly looks like he is going to miss this game.
You know, it's so funny because everyone's talking about Seahawks, Rams as like two best teams and best teams in the league, best teams in the conference. I actually think that Sunday night Lions at the Eagles is an NFC title game preview. I think these are going to be the two teams who make it there. I don't necessarily think the Eagles are the second best team in the NFC, but I think just based on both of these teams likely winning their divisions, the path for an NFC title game collision course is pretty clear to me. I think that Detroit is the best team in the league. And I've said it all week long. Like, it came to that conclusion after watching them play against Washington. And I know how that might sound. It's the Commanders, of course, blah, 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 whatever. Like, they've been explosive all season long. And yeah, they've had their hiccups, but most teams do. Nobody's going 17-0. This isn't the 72 Dolphins, guys. Like, people are going to lose some games. That's the NFL. The season's so long. But at their peak, the Detroit Lions, who's messing with them? Seriously. Like, you talk about what they can do offensively and defensively. Well, in this particular matchup, better offensive success rate and defensive success rate than the Philadelphia Eagles. The only thing that's holding Detroit back potentially in this particular matchup on Sunday is the health. Laporta's banged up. You have injuries in the secondary with DJ Reed and Terrion Arnold and Kirby Joseph. That's going to be a problem. But which coaching staff do you trust more? I know the Eagles won a Super Bowl. Great. Grand. That's 2024's conversation. In 2025, which coaching staff do you trust more? Is it Campbell and Shepard, or is it Sirianni and Petullo and Fangio? I trust Fangio, but I'm damn sure not trusting Sirianni and Petullo, not after what we've seen over the last 10 games so far for the Eagles. The Lions, to me, are the better team. And it looks like we're heading towards 3. And this has always been the buy point for me. At 3, it is a bet on Detroit despite the injuries. I will be taking +3 if we get there. It looks like we're there at one sportsbook. I see 3-120 if you want to back the Lions. I think we're going to get that 3-110. And when we get it, one pride, I will be with the Detroit Lions on Sunday night against the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think Detroit will remind everyone that they are indeed the best team in football. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Well, Femi, guess what? We have another stellar matchup on Sunday. This one is the Tampa Bay Bucks against the Buffalo Bills. Bills favored by 5.5, total points 46.5 over at BetMGM. Now, Femi, for Buffalo, tight end Dalton Kincaid is going to miss this one. And for Tampa, still dealing with some injuries, Bucky Irving, Chris Godwin, and Hassan Reddick all going to miss the game.
Yeah, this is obviously a big blow. I mean, both teams are dealing with a bunch of injuries. But for the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo is in a bad place because offensively, it hasn't been clicking. And I think for me with the Bills, like, we see how they are deployed at wide receiver with no explosive weapons. We see Josh Palmer's coming back. Great. Josh Palmer can't really run that well. Like, we're seeing all these other guys. And also, it's very fascinating that Bill is still on the camera. Jason, are we awake? What's happening here, Jason? What's going on? But anyways, here we are. Hey, hello. I'm talking now. As Bill was like pantomiming like the words that I was saying. But to me, honestly, Buffalo feels like they're in a bad place because offensively, I don't see where the explosive plays are coming from. Like, Dalton Kincaid is their explosive weapon because they don't have receivers that can stretch the field or threaten the secondary. With him out of the lineup, the offense becomes Josh, save us. That's the offense. Josh, please save us. Hercules, save us, please. Like, that's the offense. That's not going to get it done against a quality team. And I do think Tampa is a quality team. Yes, the Bills are getting guys back on defense. Great, grand. That's wonderful. But also, they can't stop the run. Like, that's the biggest issue. If they can get Teron Johnson and Christian Benford back, they can get those guys back. Great. But those guys aren't going to help you stop the run against a Bucs running game that still is pretty solid without Bucky Irving. To me, even with Tampa's injuries, I love the Buccaneers getting the 5.5. I also like them on the money line. I think Buffalo is on upset alert Sunday afternoon because I don't think this team is that good. I think we're learning over these last handful of weeks that the Bills are just above average or good. They're not actually great like we all thought they were at the start of the season, as there are three losses down on a pretty easy schedule. It only gets harder going forward. I think Tampa goes in there and shocks them again. I think Buffalo should not be laying this kind of points here just because their team quality isn't there. The eye test does not match what this number is suggesting. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, we got one of a battle in the NFC North where the Minnesota Vikings welcome in the Chicago Bears. Vikings, a 2.5-point favorite. Now, for the Vikings here, Justin Jefferson, he's having a good season, but he's not having a Justin Jefferson season. Some clips surfaced online last week and early this week of Justin Jefferson maybe not giving it his all on some plays. He was asked about that by the Minneapolis media, and he gave a pretty honest answer.
I only can control the things that I can control, and personally, mentally, just wanting to get back into that mode, into I like to say savage mode. So, it's just going out there with that effort mentality and just going out there and just killing it and not worrying about the plays, not worrying about anything else that I, just like you said, can't control. Just doing everything that I can control and making the most of my opportunities.
There you go, Femi. Jefferson admitting that maybe he hasn't been in that right zone, that right mode that he likes to be in. How do you think this one plays out against Chicago?
Yeah, I appreciate the honesty from Justin Jefferson. It's obviously been an up and down season for the passing game. It starts with JJ McCarthy. He gets injured. Then you go to Carson Wentz. And by the end of it, Carson Wentz could barely even hold up his left shoulder. Like, yeah, it's been a little bit of a rocky road here for the Minnesota Vikings. But I love them this week because I love a desperate team. And you look at Minnesota's upcoming schedule, this team needs to win this football game. They are desperate if they want to keep any semblance of playoff hopes alive here in 2025. Next week, at the Packers. Week after that, at the Seahawks. Good luck. like, good luck. You cannot afford to drop this game against the Chicago Bears, and I don't think they will. JJ McCarthy, or Nine, as he calls himself, he's off the injury report with the banged up hand. He should be good to go. And also, too, like, the Chicago Bears, and I'm a Bears person that, like, I would love to see them succeed because I have Ben Johnson win Coach of the Year. Probably not going to happen, but, like, hey, like, let's see if we can get it close to the finish line and figure things out on that end. Like, I've been watching these Bears games. Like, let's call a spade a spade. The Bears are frauds. Like, they're actually not that good. This is not a playoff team. I know they're currently in the playoff picture, and if the season ended today, they would be the seventh seed, but, like, this is not a playoff caliber team. The teams that they've beaten since the bye week, the Washington Commanders, dead team walking. New Orleans Saints never woke up. The Cincinnati Bengals, LOL. The New York Giants just fired their coach. Those are the teams the Bears have beaten since the bye week. So let's just slow down on Chicago being this like, ooh, Caleb could lead them to the playoffs. Play a real team for once and actually beat a real team. I think they're going to lose to the Minnesota Vikings coming up on Sunday. I love Minnesota -2.5. Classic buy low, sell high spot here in this NFC North clash. Skull coming up on Sunday. Vikings -2.5. Bill, hit me with the next one.
All right, Femi, how about a little baseball here? We have the MVPs for the National League, Shohei Ohtani, your unanimous MVP. American League, Aaron Judge wins the award. The Yankee slugger beats out your guy, the big dumper, Cal Raleigh. 17 first-place votes to 13 first-place votes. They split the first and second-place votes completely. Total points, 355 to 335. So a close vote, Femi, but Judge brings home the MVP.
Yeah, we usually don't get these close races for big-time awards. Usually the groupthink kind of takes over by the time we get to the end of the season. But I'll say this, because I think both guys were actually deserving of winning this award. However, like, I think we're starting to go too far gone with these numbers. And Cal Raleigh, to me, in my opinion, as Bill is doing the hula. Bill, just do the Macarena while I'm talking. How about that? but Cal Raleigh, to me, had the more memorable season than Aaron Judge. And to be honest, this is Judge's, third best season of his career behind 2022 when he broke the record, 2024 last year when he was better. I get it. Judge had an awesome season. But what are we going to remember 2025 for? It's going to be for the switch-hitting catcher in Seattle who led the Mariners to their first division title since 2001. I think the voters missed this one, giving it to Aaron Judge. And I'm saying that as someone who benefited from Aaron Judge winning MVP. On the other side, all the football bets you want. NFL, college football coming at you next here on You Better You Bet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Oh, let's get back to it here on a Friday afternoon on the BetMGM Network. This is You Better You Bet, of course, represented by BetMGM. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys. 20 minutes from now, I'll be passing the baton to Nick Kostos, who will take you the rest of the way from 4 to 7. Nick will give us his thoughts on the Thursday night football game that saw the Patriots beat the Jets last night, 27-13. New England now has the best record in the league, sitting at 9-2. It was great. You know, betting on a good quarterback, a good head coach, lay the 11.5. Big number, can't lay it. Actually, they're going to win by 14, and we're going to cash our ticket. Love to see that last night with the Patriots getting the win and the cover, and we will hope to carry that momentum into Sunday. As we get into my NFL bets for this upcoming weekend, week 11 is here, and we're getting going bright and early in Madrid for the last international game of the season, and hopefully the last international game ever. It's not. There's going to be a boatload more. We're probably going to get a weekly international game in like 2 years at this rate. But Commanders and the Dolphins in Spain. And looking at the point spread right now over at BetMGM, the Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites. Great. I'll be on the other side. Commanders win outright. That's my bet. Commanders money line plus 130. Miami has been dead all season. And after just one win over the Buffalo Bills, oh, now they deserve to be laying points on a neutral? I don't care that it's Marcus Mariota and it's no Terry McLaurin or whatever. The Miami Dolphins should not be favored on a neutral against anyone maybe outside of like the Jets or the Browns. That's it. And we even saw them play the Browns and they got their asses kicked by Cleveland. And now this team is laying on a neutral against a Washington team that's still somewhat trying to fight, even though we all kind of know that they're cooked, but they're still trying to fight and keep their playoff hopes alive. Like, I was one of the few people who loved the Miami Dolphins last week. This time last week, I'm saying, hey, Dolphins plus 8. That's the bet because the Buffalo Bills aren't in a good place. I think their win last week was more about Buffalo than anything. That's why I like Tampa again, because I think Buffalo's just not that great. So I think people are kind of taking the wrong lessons away from the result last week and are now boosting up Miami. That's fantastic. It's given us this betting opportunity to bet the Washington Commanders at plus 130 on the money line. Let's go to the AFC South, where I have a bet. Texans at the Titans. Now, this number is no longer available, but I'll give out the one that I bet, and I'll also talk about the current number. I took Titans plus 7. It's now sitting at 6. I still like it. At Titans plus 6. Davis Mills should not be laying 6 on the road. That to me, that's asinine. Like, that's crazy. He had the comeback against Jacksonville, and he's not like the worst backup quarterback. And I don't even think the drop off from Stroud to Mills is even that drastic. But like, still, Davis Mills, 6-point favorite on the road. Does that check out to anyone? And I understand why he's this big of a favorite. It's because, hey, well, the Tennessee Titans have been the worst ATS team since the start of last year. So yeah, okay. Makes sense. But still, Davis Mills, 6-point favorite on the road. I can't look past that. I like Tennessee to keep this competitive. It sounds like, well, coming off of the bye, the Titans are going to be a little bit healthier. Jeffrey Simmons, he's been dealing with a hamstring injury, has missed the last couple of games. Looks like he's going to try to give it a go. Calvin Ridley has also been dealing with a hamstring injury. He's going to try to give it a go. Let's see what Cam Ward looks like coming off of the bye. Like, I'm curious to see how this plays out, but I think this is a nice spot to back the Titans, especially with Houston coming off an improbable win last Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is a nice chance to sell on the Houston Texans. Texans, who should not have won the game last Sunday, if we're just being honest about it. That was more about Jacksonville blowing it than Houston and Davis Mills all of a sudden turning into something that is great or grand heading into the back half of the season here. So Titans plus 7, another bet for yours truly. We talked about this game in the last segment. Won't go too far on this one. The Minnesota Vikings laying 2.5 against the Chicago Bears. The Bears' love has just gone way too far for me. Once again, the teams that they've beaten since the bye week, it is the Commanders, Saints, Bengals, and the Giants. The defense rests its case. We can move on. Vikings minus 2.5. Also talked about this game in the last segment as well. Buccaneers at the Bills. I like Tampa plus the 5.5. Also bet Tampa on the money line at plus 210. Because as I'm saying, and I might come off as like a big Bills hater, because I can keep saying that this team is not in a good place and they're bad right now. But like, I'm saying this as someone who was invested in Buffalo to make the Super Bowl this season. This is not like me like running around victory lapping here or getting joy out of this. No, in fact, it's the opposite. But we must keep it real if we're putting our money on the line. And if we're keeping it real, Buffalo should not be laying 5.5 against a quality team. And the Bucs, despite the loss last Sunday to the Patriots, are a quality football team. So it's Tampa plus 5.5 and Tampa on the money line. I think this is a coin flip game. Could go either way, but I think the Bucs are actually going to pull off the upset in Western New York. All right, let's get to the afternoon slate. Niners at the Cardinals. This is now Niners minus 3 at most sportsbooks. BetMGM has 3 minus 110. I see some 3 minus 120 in other spots. I bet the Niners minus 2.5 earlier in the week. I still actually like it at 3. I don't know how the Cardinals are getting stops in this game. Now, that might be the case for San Francisco as well. So we're like, the over is probably a pretty good bet for those of you who are brave enough to tackle totals. I am not brave enough to do that because every time I do, I lose. So 48.5 is where the total's at. I would bet that over, but once again, I'm just sticking to the side here, but I still like it at 3. Brock Purdy's back. That's awesome. Ricky Pearsall's back. That's awesome. The Niners offense is back, and it's not like they were playing poorly with Mac Jones, but like Brock Purdy's a better quarterback than Mac Jones, and he's had ample time to get right and recover from the toe injury. Pearsall adds another dynamic wide receiver to Juwan Jennings and George Kittle and McCaffrey. Like, Purdy didn't even get to play with Kittle, really, any, except other than week one. Like this whole team, the offense has been banged up. The whole team has been banged up. But at least on offense, they're now getting back to somewhat of full strength. Maybe Ayuk comes back. Maybe he doesn't. Who knows? John Lynch doesn't sound too confident that Brandon Ayuk's going to come back at some point this season. But I like the setup for the Niners offense, especially against this Arizona defense that's incredibly banged up at linebacker, in the secondary, and on the defensive line. I think the Niners are in a really nice spot here. So Niners, I bet 2.5, but I would still lay the 3 with San Francisco on the road in Arizona. And finally, my last NFL bet that I placed, but we're monitoring some others, but this is the last one that's already in the pending wagers category. The Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs are laying 3.5 at Denver. I love Kansas City. To me, I think this is one of those games where Kansas City understands the importance of the game. If they have hopes of winning the AFC West, they must win this game. I believe we are back now. A little bit of a slight hiccup there. But as I was saying before the rudely interrupted by my internet provider, the Kansas City Chiefs must win this game if they want to win the division. And most importantly for Kansas City, like, their offensive line is back and healthy. Josh Simmons is back with the team after dealing with a personal matter. Juwan Taylor is healthy. It's been a month since we've seen this Chiefs offensive line healthy. And the last time we saw them healthy was they were putting up big time points in primetime against Detroit, against the Commanders. They were explosive. And with Rashee Rice back, Xavier Worthy, as long as he's good to go in the game, I know he's dealing with an ankle injury. I think Kansas City's offense is going to be too much for Denver's defense. A Denver defense that will be without Patrick Surtain II, the reigning defensive player of the year. Like, that's a big loss. They're also going to be without Alex Singleton, their leading tackler. He's going to miss the game. I know he announced that he underwent surgery for testicular cancer late last week. Like, hoping for a speedy recovery for him, all like bets aside and outcomes aside. Like, obviously, we're all rooting for Alex Singleton there. But bottom line, is they're not going to have him on the field, and he's their leading tackler. Like, this Denver defense is a little bit banged up, and I think there's seeing Kansas City at the worst possible time with the Chiefs coming off of the bye week. So I really like Kansas City laying the 3.5. Just feels like a great spot to back the Chiefs. All right, some other games that I'm monitoring in the NFL. We talked about the Lions plus 3 against the Eagles. Haven't placed that bet yet. I'm waiting to see if we can get 3 minus 110 later this weekend. How about Jacksonville plus 3? I'm not going to make this bet until we get the official actives and inactives. But if Brian Thomas Jr. plays in this game, I'll be betting the Jaguars plus three. I think it's just a little bit too many points for the Chargers to be laying on the road, especially when you have to go across a few time zones going from west to east. And then finally, the Carolina Panthers, they're catching 3.5 against the Falcons. I'm hoping I don't need to make this bet, but like, let's see if the injury report's bad for Atlanta. I know Drake London is listed as questionable now. If he doesn't play in this game, those 3.5 are not going to last very long. So let's just wait and see what happens on Sunday once they get out there and we get the actives and inactives before we bet the game between the Panthers and the Falcons. All right, we got a few minutes left. Let's talk some college football. Because the card's not going to be as massive in college football, but I do have a handful of plays, 6 of them to be exact, starting with the game at noon. College game day will be in Pittsburgh for Notre Dame and Pitt. I like the Pitt Panthers plus the 12.5. And usually this is a spot where I might shy away from the underdog at home because it's such a massive deal game day. Sometimes it like overwhelms a program that's not used to having all this fanfare on campus. But I don't think that's the case here. And I think Pat Narduzzi's playing a little bit of possum with his comments earlier in the week, being like, oh yeah, this game doesn't really matter that much. The ACC is what matters to us because that's how we get to the playoff. Great, cool. He actually cares about this game deeply since it's a big-time program coming to their place with game day there. This is a massive game for Pitt, despite it not affecting ACC standings. Give me the 12.5. Also because this, Notre Dame, they're getting so much credit for not having beaten anyone. Their best win this year is USC, who can't function when they have to leave the Pacific time zone. Like, let's just see how good Notre Dame is. If Notre Dame is what y'all say they are, they cover this game easily. But if Notre Dame is what I think they are, which is a little bit fraudulent, I think Pittsburgh actually keeps this competitive. I'm taking the 12.5 with Pitt. Also, I like Oklahoma plus 6 against Alabama. This to me is, I think the Sooners are going to start to be playing much better in the November with John Mateer. More rest coming off of the bye week. I think we're going to see a better Mateer than what we saw when he tried to come back from injury. And Alabama just plays these tight games, man. They really do. Kalen DeBoer's teams, they don't really blow teams out. So I think that's a close game in Tuscaloosa. I'm also going to lay it with Miami against NC State. I'll lay the 14.5. Wolfpack coming off the upset win over Georgia Tech. Everyone's like, oh, look out for NC State against Miami. No, Miami's well aware of that. They got Miami's attention. I think that's why this number is 14.5 as opposed to 13.5. I like the Canes. I'll also lay the 6.5 with USC. What I say about USC, they can't function when they leave the Pacific time zone. Luckily, this game's in the Pacific time zone. They'll lay the 6.5 against Iowa. I think they win that by a touchdown or more. I'll also take the 7 with Michigan State at home against Penn State. Extra rest for Sparty Party. Penn State coming off one of those empty the bucket performances against Indiana. They're not ready to lay 7 on the road in East Lansing. So give me Sparty Party. And finally, Hook'em Horns. Texas plus 6.5. Also, Texas money line against Georgia. Arch is going between the hedges. I think Texas gets it done off the bye week and they beat Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs. So those are my plays in the NFL and college football here on a Friday. I'm done for the rest of the day. On the other side, Nick Costos joins us and takes it the rest of the way from 4 to 7, starting with his thoughts on Thursday Night Football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.